Hello and welcome to the Slovak Snapshots podcast, created by Actuality.sk. My name is Zorislav Poliak and I'm bringing you the most captivating and important stories from across Slovakia. Each week we'll dive into the headlines that matter, from breaking news to heartwarming stories. So, whether you're a local or a global listener interested in Slovakia, we got you covered. It is April 20th and you're listening to the Slovak Snapshots podcast. Sexual harassment on trains is a serious matter. Silence must not be the answer. Public transport is not always a safe place. In recent years, there have been several occasions when female passengers in particular have had unpleasant experiences of harassment. This time, journalist Zuzana Hanzel-Kovačičová highlighted Dominika's experience of traveling by train on Instagram. A man was staring weirdly, moaning. I thought he was nauseous, so I looked in his direction and realized he was taking pictures of me while groping his crotch. Dominika described the unpleasant experience. She then switched on her camera and called the staff. None of the passengers spoke up. They all just watched the drama on the train, which is probably the saddest part of the whole situation, Dominika added in an Instagram story. Ironically, that's what would help her the most in the situation. In the video, she can be seen and heard asking the man in train to delete the photos of her, which he later did, claiming to have fallen in love. Similar incidents of sexual harassment are becoming more frequent, and it is time to think about how to respond to them properly. Keeping silent and pretending that it doesn't concern us is not right at all and unacceptable in polite society. Passivity in the face of such situations can be encouraging to the perpetrator and devastating to the victim. A proper response requires active intervention and support from other passengers. The victim should then be approached and offered help. Signaling the train driver or calling the police is essential so that the situation can be dealt with appropriately and protection can be provided promptly. Documenting the situation, if possible, can serve as important evidence. Camera systems on trains are already a standard, but personal recordings can also be useful. Carriers have responsibility for passenger safety. Increased staff presence, regular patrols, and CCTV should be kept to a high standard to minimize incidents of sexual harassment. In any case, it's important that we, as a society, refuse to tolerate such behavior. Public space should be a place where we feel safe and comfortable. It is up to all of us to make sure that every passenger feels protected and respected. Let us not ignore danger and actively contribute to creating a safer environment for all. Elite prosecutors are leaving the office of the General Prosecutor. The former prosecutors of the Office of the Special Prosecutor, Matúš Harkabus and Daniel Mikuláš, have resigned from their prosecutorial positions. Harkabus explains the reasons for his departure in a letter addressed to General Prosecutor Maroš Žilinka. Perhaps you yourself do not know this, because people in your environment are afraid to tell you, but interpersonal atmosphere and what we call the culture of the organization during your tenure at the prosecutor's office, in my, and not only my, opinion, could perhaps be more similar to the normalization atmosphere, as it is testified by the memoirs of the 1970s. With departure of Harkabus and Mikuláš, the supervising prosecutors lose the case of the murder of Jan Kuciak and the preparation of the murders of General Prosecutor Maroš Žilinka and prosecutors Peter Šufliarský and Daniel Lipšic. In the letter, Harkabus also expressed his disapproval of the lack of support from Žilinka in requesting a transfer to the regional prosecutor's office in Žilina, which should have been solvable with a little effort given Žilinka's position. The possible strengthening of the Žilina prosecutor's office was rejected. even though after the abolition of the special prosecutor's office, a large part of the agenda was transferred to the regional prosecutor's offices, which in theory should have led to an appreciation of any available strength. Moreover, Harkabus wrote that the new personnel decisions, such as the appointment of Martin Kovács, who had problems prosecuting politically exposed people, had worsened his perception of the prosecutor's office as an inefficiently managed organization. These decisions, in his view, testify to the continuing inadequate management, the consequences of which are fatal for the entire judicial organization. Who will be the new Speaker of the Parliament? Following Peter Pellegrini's election as a president, a coalition disagreement emerged about his replacement as a Speaker of Parliament. Despite the Hlas party asserting on Monday that Richard Rashi, the current investment minister, would become the new Speaker of the National Council, members of the Parliament of the Slovak National Party claimed that the position was still under negotiation. They suggested that the Slovak National Party might secure the role, aiming to persuade other coalition members. However, the Hlas party maintained that the speaker's post should remain with them. To elect Speaker of the Parliament, a supermajority of all members of the Parliament is necessary, and the coalition's 79 votes require consensus among all parties. Dagmar Kramplová from Slovak National Party noted ongoing negotiations, emphasizing her party's commitment to the coalition's stability. Prime Minister Robert Fico supported Slovak National Party's bid, proposing a coalition agreement for leadership roles. Despite needing an agreement on the new parliamentary speaker after the European elections on 8 of June, the process should be a formality given the coalition's majority. The Slovak National Party leader Andrej Danko is also a candidate, though it's uncertain if he would take up the role if elected.
Never boring Slovakia.
Did you know that Slovakia holds some crazy world records? In the Guinness Book of World Records, you will find accounts such as the longest career of conductor, a period of 76 years, the most socks put on one foot in 1 minute, 52, the highest score in an international hockey match when the Slovak women beat the Bulgarian team 82-0, or the most points scored by brothers in an NHL game, which was 16 points by Peter and Anton Šťastný. And there you have it, another The Slovak Snapshots podcast in the books. We hope you enjoyed this weekly adventure through the newscape of Slovakia. Remember, knowledge is power, so go ahead and impress your friends at the next gathering with your newfound facts. But hey, don't take yourself too seriously. Life's too short not to enjoy a good laugh. We'll be back next week with more stories that will keep you informed and entertained. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and keep sharing those lovely smiles.